Go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerd YouTube podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. I'm Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
John is not in today. He got stuck late at work, so we're just gonna go ahead and do without him because it is 900 degrees in this room.
And happy summer, everyone! Happy summer. First day of summer.
Yeah.
First day of summer. Yeah. And
longest day of the year.
Yeah. It's hot as hell.
Yeah.
In this room, because there's no ventilation.
But not as hot as Phoenix. Do you see Phoenix? They're like 122 degrees. Yeah, yeah. So good luck to the people out there.
But you know what? It's dry heat. I'll take dry heat over this wet heat any day. Humidity sucks.
Humidity does suck.
Would not be a podcast if we did not talk about weather.
Yes.
Valid.
We always talk about
it. It's snowing. It's hot. We're going to bitch about everything.
So every time I say we're going to have a short episode...
Oh, yeah, it's like an hour
It long. Usually is about an hour and 10 minutes. So I'm going to say we have a wicked long episode today.
In hopes that it's going to be short. It won't be. I'll go on like 7 different rants tonight. Yeah.
So, John's not here, and we were going to talk Fargo, but since he's not, I think we might hold off Fargo next week, which is also good because that is the season finale of Fargo.
Oh.
It was... So we've talked about it throughout pretty much, and I binged the last 2 episodes because I missed the last 2 weeks. I was always busy. And oh my God, does shit happen. Oh my God, does stuff just fall down? You lose 4 cast members, and then you increase it by 60. It's Damn. Ridiculous, but yeah, anyway, shows. I have the same feeling as I always did. I hate watching it as it happens, but then when I reflect back on it the next day, I love it. So yeah. I'll talk with John about that when he's here. So, moving on.
That was our little Fargo thing.
Yeah, well, he's not here. And then Sean and I watched Titan.
Well, we're what, behind 2 episodes right now?
Behind 2.
But we haven't filled people in on what's been going on, though. It's been a long time since we've talked Titan.
So, the Titans attacking?
No, so they haven't. That's the problem.
We found out that Ymir is a Titan. And
yeah, she's a little Bertold short, midget thing.
And Reinhardt.
Yeah, Reinhardt. They're all Titans. I think we briefly talked about that. Yeah, because it ended... Last time we talked about the show, it ended with them like, oh, you know, they caught... what's his... Eren, and Eren's like, fuck this, I'm going to fight Titans. And then boom, end. And it's like, oh shit, what's going down? Yeah, they kicked his ass.
Yep, so, backstory, it looks like they were Titans, but then they transformed to humans and forgot who they were.
I guess.
So, kind of.
But then Ymir, vice versa, kind of. She was human, and then she was tried by the church or something, and then turned into a Titan?
Which is what it looked like.
I think, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
Isn't that what happened to Eren, basically?
No, Eren basically found out after being eaten that he was a Titan.
Yeah, it seems like that happened to her, too.
Right, but Reinhardt and Bertold, they've always been Titans?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bertold's always remembered that he was a Titan, but I guess... Reinhardt was having second thoughts.
Right.
I guess you forget who you are when you're in human form. Or at least that's what it made it seem like.
Yeah. But they've been hanging out in the trees for a while.
Yeah. Just talking. A lot of inner monologue.
Yeah, like 3 episodes.
Some backstory.
And then the horses came and they were like, shit, we gotta go. And so they left and then...
Yeah, so
Ymir was like, look at all these trees. I can maneuver because I'm a little short monkey thing.
And then... So long, Krista.
Yeah, she ate Krista. Although I'm going with she's not dead.
She's not dead. Her leg may have been cut off, but she's not dead.
No, I don't think her leg was cut off.
Her foot was sticking out.
She was slurping it like it was spaghetti.
Right.
Yeah.
just in case you didn't know what that sounded like, audience.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Disgusting. You need to stop.
I don't know how many episodes are left in the season. We're just going. We're just going with the flow with this show because that's all you really can do with this show. So yeah,
pretty much.
Okay. So let's get into a couple things that happened this week. News.
News-wise. Some bad. Some really bad.
So, what do you mean?
Well, first of all, let's start with the Star Wars.
Oh, news. Is that bad?
That's horrible.
Okay, so let's start off with the Han Solo movie. Han Solo movie is a new movie being developed by Disney. It's in the Star Wars universe, and yeah, I know we've talked about it at length already, but the two directors, they are 4 months into shooting.
Was it? It's Lord and...
It's Phil Lord and Chris Mel.
They're the guys who did Scrubs. They did...
Miller.
Yeah, they did Scrubs, the TV show Scrubs. They did the Lego movie, which is a huge movie. They've done a lot of
21
movies.
Jump Street.
Yeah. They're really good directors. Like, when I see their names attached...
They're comedy.
Right. When I see their names attached, I'm like, okay, this could be a good movie.
This could be funny.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Disney and them had a falling out over creative differences, and so they're gone. After
an anonymous source. All right, so they were outed.
Frozen in carbonite.
They were outed by the president of Lucasfilms. They, according to anonymous source, this is all based on an anonymous source, that Lucasfilms president fired the two directors because of creative differences.
Kathleen Kennedy,
that's her name. And then apparently the directors were clashing with the screenwriter or the scriptwriter, Lawrence Kasdan, who was the writer of Empire. So apparently they were clashing over the way the story was being done, and apparently the Han Solo movie had too much comedy. So what did you think was going to happen when you hired the Lego movie, Scrubs, and the directors for 21 Jump Street?
And Clone High.
Oh, yes.
What do you think was going to happen when you hired those two directors? I mean, wake up, Disney.
Right.
Wake up.
It's one of those things where it's like, they fired them for creative differences. It's like, kind of want something creative and different from Star Wars. That's what we kind of got with Rogue One, even though, like, that was all over the place. It was good, but it was all over the place, and you could tell because they didn't know what they wanted from a non-Star Wars film. And the same thing's happening here. They don't know what they want from a non-Star Wars film.
Yeah. This is a case where the screenwriter and the producer of the studio and the president of the studio were all on the same page, and they hired a director based on resume instead of the direction they wanted to take the movie.
Right.
And now they're four months into actually shooting.
Yeah, they've been half done filming or something.
Yeah, they might have to redo a bunch of stuff.
Oh, it's gonna be awful.
And I mean, they say the release date's gonna be the same, but I doubt it.
They gotta have somebody like lined up.
Tom Howard's name was thrown around. Tom Howard, Ron Howard, Da Vinci Code.
Oh, Ron.
Tommy Howard. But anyway, a few names were probably thrown around. We probably won't know until this actually announced.
They didn't even get Clint.
It is what it is.
Poor
but,
Clint
I mean,
Howard.
It's, do we really need, okay, I'm on the side of, did we really need a Han Solo movie in the first place?
No.
And
we're all in the boat on that one. But
yeah.
And to find out
this
that
doesn't really
a,
sound good.
No, but to find out that it could have been funny. Why not? It's he could be kind of a comedic character.
I can see it going a bit too far.
Right. I can too.
Yeah, you want it to like, okay, Han Solo movie, yeah, that'd be a good place to go a little bit more funny.
Right.
But you go too far and you start ending up in the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where it's just like, how does this have anything to do with Star Wars?
They're trying to portray Han Solo with sarcasm and sass and not humor, which I get it, but you're trying to portray the original Han Solo, and let's face it, it's almost impossible to do.
Oh well, yeah,
yeah, yeah. If you're gonna go funny, this is the Star Wars movie you're gonna go funny in.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be lighthearted and fun.
No, Sam, it's when Darth Vader first gets the suit. That's the lighthearted one.
He's, like, tripping over everything.
Oh, my goodness. Like, can't figure out the Force.
But anyway.
And comedy ensues.
So Han Solo is delayed. I think 2018 is still the release date.
Yeah, they haven't changed anything. They're still very optimistic about it, even though I am not.
Yeah. I feel like this is worse off than the Flash movie right now. And the Flash movie hasn't even filmed anything. They've just gone through four directors.
Yeah, I think at this point, I look at the Flash movie like, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah,
is like half done. It's like, well, they have to produce something.
There's too many movies for DCEU where it's...
They can even easily act stuff.
Like, yeah, I know, but it's too early for DCEU where it's... We keep saying, well, it's going to hinder on the next one. You know, whereas Marvel, we're like, oh, they're going to do this. Oh, that means it's going to be into this whole timeline and everything. No, DCU is, oh, well, let's see how Wonder Woman does before we do Justice League.
Oh, okay.
Let's see how Justice League is before we do Aquaman, you know?
Oh.
And speaking of DC, another thing in the news that has been kind of going on for a couple weeks, and I just started getting in depth into it. Patty Jenkins, the director of Wonder Woman, supposedly had to fight Warner Brothers really hard to get the trench scene in the movie.
Like, yeah, the one where she like goes all
gets out
like
of the trench.
Best scene of the whole movie.
The essentially the movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't even say like this. Arguably, I feel like everyone is in agreement. The best part of the movie is the trench scene,
without question.
There's no doubt in anybody's mind that is the best part.
Hey, got just the trench scene, or like her going into
her
the
going
town?
Into the town, like, the battle,
that whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Like, why?
Because
WB doesn't know what they're doing with this.
And she, apparently Patty Jenkins had to fight to keep it in the movie. Because,
like, why?
No idea. No idea.
What makes no
idea.
Sense whatsoever.
Welcome I think I read it, but I forget it. And even then, that's just a stupid BS excuse to not have that scene in the movie.
Yeah.
That is the point of the movie. No man can go through no man's land.
Well,
so
she
why
is
not have
no man.
Wonder
she is
Woman?
All woman.
Yes. Wonder Brothers, you need to sit the fuck down. and
I would say they need to give creative control to the directors, but that has not worked out for them in the past.
They
10
need
years.
To give creative control to someone other than Zack Snyder.
No, that's their issue too. Like, I remember on a past podcast, I talked about this. They've given creative control, like projects like that to too many people, and they've all flopped.
That was the letter, though. I'm starting to like look at the letter and be like, it seemed like bullshit.
No,
the letter was complete bullshit.
Yeah.
No, but
because for me, the DC movies feel like movies that the studios got too involved.
Right.
In.
Well, no. What that letter says is look at the track history of WB and how many times they've been like, you want to make a movie? Sure, go ahead. And it's just flopped. Perfect point would be Ben Affleck's movie that came out in like January.
Oh, that movie?
Like that? Like,
was that Warner Brothers?
Yeah. So
the mobster movie.
Yeah. Like they're doing. They've been doing
Live that. By Night or something.
Live by Night. Yeah. Yeah.
They've been doing that with a lot of films. Like, they're like, oh, you want to make a film, famous director guy, here's your money, make what you want, and it just flops. And WB has a bad
not a bad business strategy.
Well, when it's all losing money, it kind of is, Sam.
Yeah. I don't think this Ridley Scott guy will.
Yeah, Ripley again, Sam.
I said Ripley again.
You said Ripley.
But anyway, also in the Wonder Woman front, we found out that she made $300,000 to film this movie.
Which a lot of people are like, what the fuck? That's insane. She should get more.
When you look at Captain America.
No, when Thor, Henry Cavill. What is it? Cavill? No, Henry Cavill. The guy who plays
Cavill.
Superman.
Yeah, Henry Cavill.
Right? Yeah. He made $300,000.
Yeah. And
for Man of Steel.
Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man all made under $500,000 for their movies.
But
their first movie.
Right.
It is the next movie.
Oh yeah,
and Injustice, and that's where it's really gonna come into play for her.
Right.
This is how it happens. So stop throwing around the
calm down, people.
Yeah. Like equal pay for everything. I get it, but this is the way it was for the other three main.
You go
Marvel
into the
characters.
Same universe too. Like the Man of Steel, he made the same amount as she did for Wonder Woman.
I didn't look at those. Yeah. I just looked at the comparison between the three Marvel main guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on from Warner Brothers. Let's go into the. Let's go into the Uku.
AKA the if you want to call it the dark universe.
The dark Uku.
The Mummy movie
the
came out.
The Dooku.
The Mummy movie came out and
came out 2 weeks ago.
It got a lot of tomfoolery and
shenanigans.
Yeah, so but anyway, the studio, Universal Studios, is preparing to write off an estimated $95 million dollars on this movie. After advertising and marketing and things like that in production.
That hurts.
This movie was awfully, awfully reviewed.
Yeah.
We
still got to see it.
We still have to see it.
We talked in length about this Uku.
Yeah.
So
this movie, it made...
Guys, do you think we're responsible for this?
I think...
We destroyed it.
We destroyed something.
I
we
didn't
loved.
Know we had this power.
This movie made $60 million so far, and it opened last weekend. It's, what's today, Wednesday? Yeah. So it opened last weekend on Friday. It was open for a weekend. It made $60 million total so far, domestic.
Mm-hmm.
International, it's getting carried $236 million, but still, that usually doesn't count with something like this. $60 million. It's been out for almost a week, and Transformers comes out this weekend. This movie is all but dead.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
And no I don't, pun intended.
Yes. I got that.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were laughing. I'm like, oh.
Because the mummy's dead.
But anyway.
This movie's done.
I guess the
which
direct.
Is funny because.
Who knows? Maybe in a couple of months it'll become reanimated.
Oh, God. God damn you. Here's the thing. With this movie, like I just looked at it. Summer blockbuster movie, Tom Cruise is in it, action, big
boys. Hang on, I got
how long is this film?
Hang on, I got one more.
Don't look. How long would you say this film is?
The Mummy movie with action and all this
with
stuff?
This Tom Cruise
2 hours 15.
2:15? What do you say, Chris?
I'm this movie?
This movie.
I'm gonna go with maybe an hour 12. Hour 30.
All right. So usually an hour 30 are like kids movies.
Or cheesy action movies, yeah.
No, even action movies today aren't like, unless they're like released on TV, they're not going to be an hour and 30.
What is this?
It's only an hour and 47 minutes.
Yeah.
That is insanely short for an action movie these days or a summer blockbuster. Like, remember,
if it's
going
to be one of those two act movies.
Remember, Transformers was at 4. Was almost 3 hours long.
Yeah, but Sean, they had so much plot to get through.
So does this. It has to set up a universe.
Okay, it needs Russell Crowe to just stand there and go, "Welcome to the dark universe," and then that's the setup.
I'm Dr. Jekyll. Don't get me angry. You wouldn't like you when I'm angry.
I can already tell you one problem with this movie is the fact that Dr. Jekyll is already in a movie about crossovers.
Also, he was not screaming at us, "Are you not entertained?"
Big flaw that I heard about this film was that Tom Cruise basically took complete creative control over this. Basically brought in his own
because the director didn't know how to direct.
Supposedly.
He got overwhelmed. Yeah.
Supposedly.
Who knows,
yeah, but just... based on how shitty it is, I'm going to go with Tom Cruise decided to stick his finger somewhere it wasn't supposed to go.
I genuinely believe he tried to save it, but
I think
the fact that...
We're talking about
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. I'm thinking
I'm thinking of the fact that it's Tom Cruise. It's not... He's turning into a Johnny Depp. You know, the name doesn't bring numbers anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. A lot of his more recent films, Tom Cruise's, has not been made... drawing the crowds that they used to years ago.
Yeah.
So,
and I think just The Mummy without Brendan Fraser, it just seems like
you laugh, Sam.
You
go
laugh.
Online, go on YouTube, find The Mummy trailer and look at the comments. Everybody's like, "So where's Brendan Fraser?"
Wait. Sorry, he has to film Furry Vengeance 4.
In part 2.
But yeah, so like, and it's just poor timing, because you had the Brendan Fraser mummies, even with the third one being so shitty, they weren't bad films, and they were like genuinely loved by people. And it's still in our heads, and to be like, no, we're going to axe that, we're going to do something different, it just kind of hurts.
Yeah. I love The Mummy. It was on over the weekend.
I loved it. The Mummy and even The Mummy Returns. Both are great, fun, action-adventure movies.
Yep.
And, hey, like, my favorite line is when he's with Benny. Benny's, like, my favorite character. Where he's like, I love the whole sand wall mouth that you bastard. Like, that's my favorite line from the whole thing.
Hey, guys. Do you think this new Mummy movie, do you think it was cursed?
Yeah. You came back from the desert with a new pal, didn't you, buddy? Benny.
Damn. Oh, Benny.
Oh, Brendan Fraser, where have you been? But anyway,
Furry Vengeance.
Enough reminiscing.
Yes. Yeah.
Furry enough Vengeance. Reminiscing about that. What was the other really bad news?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you said you had bad and then really bad. Yeah, I figured The Mummy and then Han Solo was
the
part
Mummy,
of
I guess, is bad news for us because we killed it.
I didn't know we had the power.
Because I got one thing left and I think it's pretty good. So.
Okay, so end us on a good
note. Do we want to end on the good
note? Yeah, end on the good note.
Game of Thrones trailer 2 came out, and this season looks...
Lots of shots of battles.
Yeah. For seven episodes.
7 episodes,
yeah.
That's it.
It seems like a lot of stuff's going to happen fight-wise.
Yeah.
There's a battle in the north.
Yeah.
It looks to be a battle on the lands with Jaime Lannister, and there's fire and everywhere and shit. And then there's ship battles. I mean, that's three distinct sections of Westeros.
Hey, if they're all as good as the Battle of Bastards,
yeah,
this is going to be an amazing season.
Yes, I know. How much money do you think they're dumping into this season?
At this point, it's like 90% of HBO's budget has gone into this.
Do you think they hit a billion on a season yet?
No, not yet.
No, but not yet.
I feel like maybe next year.
Oh, God. This show is insane. It really is a true following. But anyway, there's nothing in the trailer that we saw that we did not know was going to happen, or did not see from the first trailer.
It did not introduce anything. It was a typical trailer. Yeah. Did not give us anything but shots of things.
Yeah. Brienne of Tarth was around. We didn't see her in the first one. That's something new. Mm-hmm. And Beric Dondarrion, the guy with the fire sword and the patchy eye, he's back. Brothers Without Arms, I think is what they're called.
Banners,
I'm sorry. But that... Oh my God, Jon Snow! What the hell is Jon Snow doing in the snow? He was king of the North.
Hence his name.
At the end of the last season, what the hell is he doing up above the wall, beyond the wall?
Well, to be fair, it is winter now. It is winter now.
I don't know.
So he might be south of the wall.
It might just be south. Yeah, you're right.
South
but,
of the border.
It is entirely possible.
Foot
he went
mouth.
North.
Yeah, I got it. But anyway, he's got a little one-on-one fight. It looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jon Snow laying down the hammer.
We saw a whole bunch of ravens or crows.
Yeah, Bran.
What are they, ravens?
Crows. But anyway, yeah. Bran, it looks like he can
work.
He's a
warrior. He's going all three-eyed raven on us.
Yeah. And who's the guy standing next to him in the wheelchair?
I don't know.
Huh.
Because Max von Stout, or whatever his name is, the old three-eyed raven.
Yeah, he was in the tree.
Yeah, he's already dead, so.
Yeah, he's gone. Oh, I don't know.
Like, who's the other guy?
Yeah, we'll find out. Hopefully, this season.
All
but
answers
next season,
will be answered.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything in this season. It's going to all be tied up into a nice neat bow in the final six episodes.
I just had a weird thought. So Hodor is dead,
right?
Do you think he's now a part of the Army of Dead?
He's the guy holding the door the whole time.
Ooh.
Like the door's bust open and there he is holding the door.
No, you might be right though, because they do
dead.
Raise the dead.
They raise the dead.
You have to burn them.
Do you think we're going to see a Hodor zombie?
Oh, what do you think about the dogs, the wolves?
Dire wolves?
The dire wolves?
Yeah, because they're
raise
dead
them?
Too. They raise, in the books they raise animals.
I don't know, they might raise it.
Raised by caterpillars.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be a weird army.
Dead Stark family get raised up.
That'd be a good, interesting and, like, finale.
Jon Snow has to kill his adopted family.
Ooh.
There we go. We got the finale. We already know what's happening, people. Game over. Don't watch the last two seasons. We got you right here.
Spoiler.
We need predictions, like who's going to make it, who's not going to make it. Because the scene in that trailer made it look like Jaime Lannister is not going to make it. He's riding the horse with the javelin thing.
I got a theory about Jaime Lannister.
Oh.
Go ahead. Theories. Tell you now. Go ahead.
I was going to save it for when, but...
When it happens, or are you going to save it for predictions?
I'll save it for predictions.
Okay, we'll wait then. We'll wait until John gets here for predictions.
Yeah. We'll do it the week before it airs.
Yeah, we got to get some predictions in here.
Good
prediction episode.
Week before the first episode. When does it air? October?
July.
Oh, it is July?
Oh, yeah. It's coming out soon.
Yeah, I think it's the third week in July. Something so like it's not that. The fourth, but I think it's 2 weeks after.
I mean,
the
I'm over here watching Showtime. I should be over at HBO. On that part, so
we should
Twin
have a Thrones
Peaks,
party.
No.
We should have a Thrones party. We haven't had a Thrones party yet.
I got a big screen.
Nah, we'll do it at my house.
Or you have a TV.
I have to because we should do a Thrones party. Now let's get my mind thinking. Let's get my mind working, Sam. Winter has came, but it's
everywhere.
90 degrees. Feels a little weird. But anyway, what else? Anything else? Because that's all I got.
Wow. Short week.
I know, right?
Can we think of anything else?
I mean, I got a couple of games I'm playing.
Oh, yeah. What are you playing, Sam?
So...
God, that was a thing.
I'm doing the Sky Factory mod for for Minecraft.
Explain it to everybody who doesn't
know.
And
so what this mod is you start off on a top of a tree... That's on top of one block of dirt, and that's all that exists.
Do you have? What do you have for? You have everything, right?
What do you mean you have everything?
Well, so
in your inventory,
yeah,
you have nothing.
How do you get shit?
So they modded it so you could get shit, like
an airdrop.
No, so if you have to keep growing trees,
right?
And you do it by, like, crouching near them, or essentially humping them.
Okay, well, yeah.
And you have to keep growing trees, and the oak saplings, you can build, like, this oak barrel, and you can compost them in there to make dirt.
Okay.
And you have to sieve dirt in order to get stone pebbles, which you can make to make cobblestone. It's a whole thing.
How do you make coal?
I have not gotten to that point yet.
Oh, boy. I was going to say fire, but how do you make fire?
There's like a whole bunch of automated ways to make.
So basically, it's Minecraft with a more like legit crafting.
Uber Minecraft.
It's a more legit crafting system.
Yeah.
All right.
And the other game I'm playing is Astroneer.
Astroneer?
It's kind of in the same vein as Minecraft.
Okay.
Basically, you're a astronaut pioneer. You land on some alien planet.
It's a no man's sky.
Pretty much. It's in
except you could do stuff.
It's in pre-alpha, and the whole point is gather resources,
mm-hmm.
research stuff, and make stuff.
So what we were promised for No Man's Sky...
Pretty much what we got for No Man's Sky, but it's still in pre-alpha.
Right, okay.
And it's like, so... They're still
doing
but
you couldn't even
stuff.
Do that in No Man's Sky. You just like land, be like, there's an animal, and then you leave. Like, there was no crafting system in No Man's Sky, was there?
I don't know. I didn't play it.
I don't think there was.
Speaking of games.
Oh, are you going to talk about your Xbox 360 game you just completed?
No, but I will in a second. Firstly, Spider-Man, you know the new Spider game,
game that we
all liked.
Yeah.
So Sony says that will not be portrayed in 4K resolution or 60 frames per second.
Okay.
Because the PS4 Pro cannot handle the details of the game.
Of course it can't.
So what's the point of one making the game and what's the point of two owning a system if you want said game?
Exactly. Well, I mean,
really?
If I wanted the game, yeah, I would love it. But the problem is they were like, here's the specs. Yo, the game looks awesome. But they're like, here's the specs. Oh, that's awesome. Too bad you can't play it.
You could still play it, but you're not going to get the resolution that
you're not going to get the game that, you saw.
Game, yeah, the game that
is. And that's what, that's the point of it. They're like, you want this game. Look how beautiful it looks. Oh, it looks amazing. Too bad you can't have. You play shitty version.
Yep. Without a doubt.
Yeah, and that's false, like, not false advertising, because nobody bought.
No, it's just disappointing, yeah, because the game is so powerful. Like,
imagine,
not powerful, just, but.
Imagine if they did that, like, all companies, like, they basically built an Uber computer to play their games, played it at, like, the ultimate specs they possibly could, showed them, like, here's the specs, and then when you get the game, they're like, oh, they're not even close to that.
Yeah.
Like, I would be pissed.
I know. I would be too.
And that's basically what Sony did.
No, I'm not getting a Sony and not getting a PlayStation.
I'm not getting,
but anyway,
Sony.
Back to the side of light. The Xbox 360. I finished Gears of War Judgment, by the way. And overall,
what's your judgment?
It's a mediocre game. Not a mediocre game. It's more of the same of Gears.
So it's
which
every
is
other
kind
Gears
of
game.
What you know you want
did it
when you get that game.
The,
it did.
Story at
it,
all?
It did.
It did. Did it have a story?
Yes, it did.
So it follows Coltrane and
Dom.
Follows Baird.
No, Baird.
Cole.
Yeah.
A Russian and a woman who's kind of like a lieutenant on the guard type thing.
It's a prequel to Gears 1, right?
It's yeah, pretty much.
And it so they were
it's,
what,
it's like
beta squad?
It's synonymous almost with Gears. But I don't think it's before 1. I think it might be after 2, before 3 maybe. I forget exactly when the timeline is, but
it's another reason
they
for
do
you
mention
get the
Marcus.
To get the 1 is Gears 4.
Yeah, but the thing is, I own all three Gears games.
You don't own 4.
That's true. Actually, Amazon has it for $280, an Xbox One S Gears package.
There you go.
So, I'm going to collect my
all
coins.
All the Gears are backwards compatible.
Well,
already,
once
so.
You download the 4, you can actually download all the other 3.
Well, so, you own them, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to download because it takes up the space.
Right. That's what I, like, I was like, I got the, basically the updated version of Gears 1. And I was like, oh, I played that. And I was like, I wonder if I could play Gears 2. Whoa, oh, look at that. I can.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if I could play Gears 3. Oh, look at that. I can.
Yeah. But anyway, so. The good thing is with Horde mode, it actually stops at level wave 10.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 4 levels. And it's you have to defend a base.
Okay.
But there's 3. Per map. So if that base gets overrun, you actually withdraw to a new section of the map and defend that base. Oh, and then if that gets overrun and then it goes to wave 10 and you have different, you can be a scout, engineer, you know, things like that.
Classes.
So it's, yeah, different yeah. classes and stuff. And each has their perks, but it is 100% better with multiplayer.
Yes.
Because of it. I don't want to get into it, but just for like packs and med packs and ammo kits and things like
but
that.
Yeah, it
just,
usually is that way.
For yeah, it really is.
But, which is always disappointing because I enjoyed like doing Horde like 2 people.
Yeah.
Well,
if you
want to
come over and do Horde.
Yeah, no, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
One
of these days.
One of these days we'll do it. But anyway, now I'm on my endless quest to get the 100% Gears achievements on the game because I have it for 1 and I have it for 2.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I have insane difficulty co-op on 2.
Okay. Yeah, I got to try that. Because the nice thing that I love about Gears is the fact that you could play co-op and you could be like, well, my partner sucks. And like it could be like a kid who barely knows how to play video games. And you're like, but I've played the game like 20 times. You put yourself on insane, you put them on easy, you're golden. It's like two completely different levels of playing. But you're both playing the same game. It's great. It's basically you get all the fire and you get hurt faster.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's cool. I really like
challenging.
That. Yeah. Well, compare that to other co-op games. You don't see that.
Yeah.
Where you
true,
can set
true.
The two different difficulties, but it's the same game.
Yeah. I don't have, I can't get all the achievements because I don't have live.
Yeah, that's
so all the
that's
multiplayer
the
ones
part.
I don't have.
That's I'm like slowly trying to get.
I don't
all
think
of
I've ever 100%ed a game in my life.
You and I have, and it's Oblivion. No, we're 99% because there was that in Oblivion. There was that choice where you could with the crazy god.
Oh yeah,
where you could go do A or
Sarah
B.
Gorath.
Yeah, you could choose A or B. You chose A, so yeah. I would have to choose B, but I never got to that point.
Yeah. I 100% did Dead Space on like the second time I played it.
Wow.
Yeah. So
the first, must have had some easy achievements.
Yes and no, but they had a. So the first, the hardest achievement was the one that I didn't know I was doing until I finished it. So you start off with this gun. I forget what it's called, but it's like a laser cutter. And it's jerry-rigged to shoot a laser, and it like cuts off limbs and stuff, which is how you kill the creatures in Dead Space.
Mm.
And you start off with that gun, and I really liked it. So throughout the game, you can actually upgrade it and give it power and reload speed and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept the same gun throughout the whole game, and I just decided, hey, let's just use this. Don't use machine guns, flamethrowers, whatever. Don't use that. Let's just use the bolt cutter or laser cutter or whatever it was called. And then I finished the game, and then I get like 100 points for something, the title, whatever it was. And I looked at it, I'm like, what the hell is this? Why do you get 100 points? It's only a normal. And then I look, and it goes, play throughout the whole game using the laser cutter only.
Uh-huh, nice.
And I didn't know I was doing it, and then I got it, and that would have been the hardest thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And then I finished it the second time on like hard difficulty, get a certain amount of kills with machine guns and all that stuff.
Honestly, with all those like points and stuff, I dislike the fact that most games are like you have to play live to get like half the gamer points.
So the good thing about Dead Space, I don't think the second one, I think we had online stuff.
Yeah,
the first one, I don't think it had the online stuff, but I know
that's the nice thing about Xbox 360 games, like early ones, is not many of them had live stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm okay with that. Sometimes I don't want to play a game live; I just want to play a game.
Yeah,
and it kind of pisses me off when they're like, "You could play live." Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't just have live right play. Now, and I'm okay. I'm content playing. Actually, I'm not content. I really like World at War, the zombie mode.
Oh yeah, the zombie mode's always fun.
Yeah, but it sucks alone.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
Honestly, Black Ops Zombies is the best.
Yeah, that was pretty good,
by
too.
Far.
And
maybe
it's great.
Maybe
we should have a game night.
We need to play this because Sam, John, and myself, we used to play all the time when Sam was like in Buffalo. He would play with it. Sam would have his roommate on.
Yeah.
We'd play 4-player on there. And like, oh, it was like we had things set. We had music set for different levels. It was great. Yeah. We got to do that.
Let's try it. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? I think we're all set.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I've just been playing Minecraft, so I can't really help with games.
Yeah, the weather's nice, and it's really hard to like sit down and actually play for a couple hours. So.
And I got less than 2 weeks to finish Captain America costume, so I'm like booked on that.
Yeah, true.
So,
all right. So that does it for us for this week, I guess.
Yeah.
We have another special. That Sam will hopefully remember to put online.
Yeah,
I'll
put them both up on.
All right. So that does it for us for this week. If you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. And leave us a review on iTunes, please. Good or bad, we'll take all criticism. That does it for us.
Bye.
Adios.